Each and every one of us is subject to the law, both human and divine. And yet Jesus, in the eyes of the Pharisees, was not that good at sticking to the rules. After all, he touched lepers, he healed on the Sabbath, and ate with women, just to name but a few. The Pharisees, on the other hand, were experts on rules. They had 613, in fact, all with multiple examples of each one, and they lived by the letter. They lived by the letter of the law. Well, Jesus had no problem with the law itself, but rather with the way in which it was applied. The Pharisees were only interested in the outward act, the bare minimum. It isn't just the act that God's interested in. No, God is interested in what's going on in our hearts. What are we thinking? What are we feeling? Jesus, far from abolishing the law, goes way beyond it, and in fact brings it to perfection. He reduces all the commandments and the laws down to two: love of God and love of neighbour. It's also very easy for us to become like the Pharisees, pulling others up over dogma and ritual, and allowing legalism to take over from love. It's God's place to judge, not ours. And yet, it is so very easy to find ourselves on the seat of judgment. With God's grace, though, we can pull ourselves back. So let's today be all aware of our thoughts and especially our judgments. Let us pay special attention to those who get on our nerves, or ones we may not like quite so much. Because it's so much easier to find fault with someone that we dislike rather than someone we like or love. We will never ever be perfect, but we can try each hour and each day to strive to love more and without judgment. We eventually will be judged according to our ability to love. And so, in truth then, there is only one law, and that is the law of love.